Fans of Nintendo's Mario received a little joy yesterday because the company said it's releasing a Mario mobile game for the iPhone, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Fans of a funny little plumber named Mario will recognize that music because it probably accompanied hours of play on Nintendo consoles and handhelds. But yesterday, Mario's creator, Shigeru Miyamoto, appeared on stage at an Apple event to announce that Mario has always run towards new worlds on new platforms.
And now, Mario is running towards his next goal, iPhone.
Actually, Nintendo has only experimented with lesser-known games on mobile.
Rolling out their biggest brand signals that Nintendo is willing to put virtually its entire list of brands onto mobile, and that's a big deal.
Michael Pachter follows games for Wedbush Securities. Pachter thinks Nintendo made this move after the success of the mobile game Pokemon Go, which is based on a game by Nintendo but was created by another company. But Pachter is skeptical that Mario is going to be as successful because after a little bit of play on the iPhone of what's called Super Mario Run, gamers will have to pay.
Nintendo's rolling back to a proven failed business model.
Pachter says the most successful mobile games make money with things like in-app purchases. Still, news of Mario's arrival on the iPhone will make at least some fans happy. Laura Seidel, NPR News.